Did you have much contact with the medical profession during your early years of diabetes?
Well, actually, I saw Dr. Joan Walker at Leicester Infirmary, and she was ever so good. And she said I was one of the earliest ones she'd had, and she looked on me as one of her babies. But when we did the tests and that, she kept saying, "Oh, you're a bit high this time, and you're a bit high," because it varied. I was up and down. And then I said, "Well, I'd had a cold," and she said, "Oh, that's funny. You've had no end of colds, haven't you?" She says, I think we'd better do a nose X-ray and see what's happening." So I said, "Oh," and anyway, after that, I never had another cold. Because really, I'd use the cold as a good excuse for being a bit high, because I mean, usually I was high and that, and I balanced out pretty well, but sometimes I was high. And say, when I went to the infirmary, it was a good excuse to say that I'd had a cold when I hadn't.
Did you feel guilty if you were a bit high?
No, because with testing as it was, you couldn't be that accurate with it, usually you try and keep it as best you can, but now it's a lot more better, because it's more modern with the blood sugars, and you can keep a more accurate check on it. But at that time, it wasn't that accurate, and you didn't know whether you were up or down with it.
How often did you see Dr. Walker?
About every 6 months, unless there was something that she wasn't happy with, and then I went more, but usually it was about every 6 months.
What was she like?
Well, she was smashing, because she retired then, because she'd been on the panel for years, and then she retired and she went down to Lyme Regis. And I said to the district nurse that I'd had a bit of trouble, and I rang her up a time or two, and I said to her about Dr. Walker, and she said, "Oh, she's down at Lyme Regis." So I says, "Do you think she'd mind if we called and seen her?" She says, "No, I bet she wouldn't." So we were down that end in Dorset, and I said to my wife, we'll go round and see if we can find Dr. Walker. And we went on the front and found the house and knocked on the door, and she'd got a housekeeper then, because she was about 80, 88, going up for 90, and knocked on the door and said, "Is it possible to see Dr. Walker?" And she says, "Well, I don't know, I'll have a word with her." She says, "Who are you?" I said, "Well, I was one of her patients at Leicester Infirmary years ago." She says, "Oh, I'll have a word with her." So she went and had a word with her, and Dr. Walker said, "Oh, bring them in and let's have a look." And when I went in, she says, "Oh, I remember you. You were one of my youngsters, weren't you? You were the lad that the parents were in the building trade." And I said, "Yeah," and we had quite a chat and that. She made us a cup of coffee, and we stopped with her for a good hour, and we had a real good old talk.
What was so good about the way she treated you?
Well, she was straightforward, and you could understand what she was on about, and she didn't look down at you, and she just treated you as a normal person and tried to help you if you were in trouble, and she was ever so good. She was a really good doctor.
Would she have ticked you off if she felt you weren't doing the right thing?
Oh, definitely, yes. Oh, she'd got a good idea what was